Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bed...
Little Atlanta Rhythm section bringing us back. ARS, that's the small business anthem there. That's what I call it anyway. Even when times get rough and you've had enough. Still got to try. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the poll question. Brand new one there every week. Brand new one up right now. A new video going up any second now. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Marcia Egan has deposited with us. We have a suite there for her that gaggles up all of her information, the interviews we've done together, the things she's written that she's allowed us to republish. You can find all that there. Just type Marcia Egan, E-G-A-N, into our search engine. You'll find all that there, plus her own website, which is inboxdetox.com. Marcia, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about email. We're talking about communication. Marcia, when... I guess I'm old school living in a new school. And I think for an old guy like me, I think I've done a pretty good job of staying current with the new stuff. And I actually believe I have an advantage because you do too, Marcia, because you're a lot younger than me, but you've been around a day or two. And we have an advantage, I think, over the young kids, because we have the perspective of all the tools. We know the leverage. We know the benefit of all the tools. We're not, you're on social media. I'm on social media. But at the same time, I know when to use email. I know when to put my fingers off the keys and pick up the phone and call people. And that's something that I would like to encourage young people to learn from older folks is when to use which communication, when to text, sometimes I text my customers. Sometimes I call them. Sometimes I email them, whatever. What do you think?
Well, you hit on another really good topic, and that is, unfortunately, a lot of people default to one kind of communication because that is the kind of communication that they like. And Even in talking to people, it's not about how you like to communicate. It's how they need to be communicated with so that they actually hear what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And email can be absolutely great. What I like to try to tell people is email is great for information. It's not great for dialogue. It's not great for emotion. But before you even decide to communicate, the first thing you decide is what medium is the best. Should I go meet with this person? Should I pick up the telephone? Should I write a letter? Mm-hmm. Should I send an email? Should I send a text? So it's the means of communication that will get people to get it the best way. And there are, I don't want to say that.
And what's best for them, not just necessarily what's best for me.
That's exactly right. Just think about talking to a child versus talking to an adult. You don't talk to them the same way. You talk to them in a way that either of them are going to understand you better. Mm-hmm. And that's how we choose whether we're going to email or pick up the telephone. Too many times people default to email when they should have picked up the phone.
Right.
One of the things I like to say to people is, what is the overall time of the whole transaction will take? Your time, their time. And sometimes picking up the phone or leaving a voicemail is much, much more efficient and effective than having 10 emails going back and forth with people misunderstanding.
Well, and let's remember that a whole lot of our business communication should be with customers. And
I
want my customers to see my handsome face or hear my lilting voice as much as they will.
Exactly.
Don't you?
Yeah, sure.
I remind people all the time, Marcia, face-to-face is the original social media.
Well, Well, of course. I mean, social media, the word essentially means communicate via the internet. That's essentially what
right.
it is. It's not a revelation. It's just a new meaning.
It's not a new rule. It's a new tool. That's all it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's a new tool, and people default to it. And I swear, you know, people will say, oh, I have an issue with this. I'm going to email him or her. And you go, no, this is a touchy subject.
That's
you
exactly
need
right.
to talk to this person.
And I'll tell you something else. I think it's different with genders. Women will type back and forth to you a lot longer than a guy will type it back and forth to you.
Well, and that may
don't
be
don't you
true.
Think so? I mean, after a while, if it gets to, I mean, I can type as fast as anybody. My thumbs are pretty handy on a smartphone, but after a while, I say, wait a minute, let's just talk.
Well, and we talk at least four times faster than we type.
Yeah.
So if you want to get a point across, as I said, I mean, I'm an email expert, but part of knowing about email is knowing when mm-hmm. not to email.
Mm-hmm. Well, the point I was making there is when we talked about, you know, knowing when to use which tool, I do think that you know, you should take into consideration the gender. And because a guy's just not going to let you, he's not going to keep typing. After a while, if you'll notice, guy messages are shorter than lady messages.
Well, you can generalize in that way, and you're probably right. You're probably right. But it's age, it's gender, it's, you know, are they verbose? Are they
all
not?
That comes into yeah. play. Marcia, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, well, thank you very much. Come see me on Inbox.
Thanks. Marcia Egan, ladies and gentlemen. A quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.